The book of Joshua is the first of the 12 historical books of the Old Testament. From Joshua to Esther, these books provide an account of the history of the people of Israel from the time of the conquest of Canaan to the events that followed the return of the exiles from captivity. They cover a period of almost 1,000 years. Two main chronologies for dating these events have been adopted, one of which places the Exodus in the middle of the 15th century BC, about 1446, with the entrance into Canaan occurring 40 years later, about 1406, and the other at a later date in the 13th century, which would put the Exodus at about 1290 and the conquest about 1250 BC. Neither chronology gives complete satisfaction, but the earlier one seems to fit in better with biblical data. The Book of Judges, the second of these historical books, covers a period of about 360 years. It spans the era of Israel's history going from Joshua's death to the reign of King Saul. It was a dark and violent time marked by apostasy, division, and oppression. This was followed by repentance and deliverance for the nation. When the people forsook the Lord, they became weak, disunited, and an easy prey for their enemies. In their distress, they would repent and come back to faith in God and obedience to his law. Then the Lord would send a leader or judge to save and govern Israel. Seven cycles of downfall and restoration can be traced during this time. The book of Judges gives the main cause for the constant failure of the nation. In those days, says the writer, Israel had no king. Everyone did as he saw fit. At the time of Joshua's death, the Israelites had conquered most of Canaan, but there were certain areas and towns that remained in Canaanite hands. So the tribes had to complete the conquest by driving out the remaining Canaanites in their own particular territory. The Israelites inquired of God to know which tribe was to go up first to fight the inhabitants of the country, and the Lord answered, "Judah is to go. I have given the land into their hands." Judah went to the men of Simeon and asked for help in the fight against the Canaanites. The Simeonites had been given their share of the land within the vast territory that had fallen by lot to the people of Judah. So the two tribes were closely linked. "Come up with us to fight against the Canaanites," they said to the men of Simeon. "We in turn will go with you into your territory." At a place called Bezek, the Lord gave the men of Judah a great victory against an army of 10,000 men. Then Judah attacked Jerusalem and took it. They put the city to the sword and set it on fire. Jerusalem belonged to the tribe of Benjamin, but they were not able to dislodge the Jebusites from the fortress. At that time, Caleb and his younger brother Othniel took two fortified towns, Hebron and Deba, with the help of the men of Judah and Simeon. Othniel captured Deba, and Caleb gave him his daughter Aksa in marriage as a reward. Hebron was given to Caleb, who drove out the three survivors of the giant race that used to live there. Centuries earlier, Abraham had lived in Hebron. He and his family were buried in the cave of Machpelah nearby. The Lord was with the men of Judah and Simeon, who won several victories against the Canaanites. They took the hill country, but were unable to take possession of the plains, because the enemy had iron chariots. So Judah lived in the hill country, but they did not drive the Canaanites out of all the strongholds. The conquest of that region was never complete. The other tribes did no better. In most cases, the Canaanites continued to inhabit the land, although some cities were taken. Certain tribes disobeyed God by enslaving rather than driving out the inhabitants. Others, like Asher and Naphtali, settled down amongst the Canaanites and lived with them. The Danites were driven back into the hill country, and some of them later emigrated to the far north. This disobedience to God's orders was to have serious consequences for Israel. The angel of the Lord appeared one day to rebuke the Israelites, because they had broken God's covenant by living with the Canaanites. They had not broken down their altars or destroyed their idols. "You have disobeyed me," said the Lord. "Now I will not drive them out before you, and their gods will be a snare to you." When the people heard these words, they wept aloud. So that place was called Bochim, which means "those who weep," and there they offered sacrifices to the Lord. Next episode, Ehud and the king of Moab.